During the first days after Superstorm Sandy hit New Jersey and New York, promises of financial relief and assistance were made by political leaders from town halls to state houses and even to the White House. As time passed, the performance of the government and private sector insurance companies for many provided more grief and headaches rather than relief. My next guest is an attorney who sees this as history repeating itself in a few ways. I hark back to the post-Hurricane Katrina days. Here to talk about this is the head of law firm Weisbrod, Matthias & Copley, who is representing homeowners impacted by Sandy. Say good morning to August, Matthias. Good morning, August.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
And Mr. Matthias' website is WMCLAW.com, and find out more about the services they provide as we go along with this conversation here. Well, if I understand right, 142,000 homeowners in New York, New Jersey are going to be, if they haven't already, getting letters over the next couple of weeks from FEMA that's making them an offer that they hope they don't, that FEMA hopes they don't refuse. Is that right?
Well, sort of, Chris. FEMA has sent out letters and will continue to send out letters to all 142,000 people that will give them the option to reopen their flood claim if they choose to do so.
And
now, these are all people who presumably had flood insurance after Hurricane Sandy and submitted a flood claim already.
So why the doubling back?
It's doubling back because of what has happened in the process of the flood insurance claims adjusting, which is that FEMA has admitted that there have been problems, that things that happened in the flood process appear to be fraudulent.
Because I remember in the days after, and really I think in every point within the state, even in the far northwest corner, FEMA set up a location, a center, where you could go in and go through that initial claims process. And, you know, as a longtime watcher of all things government, it was like, my God, it looks like they're actually doing something right and beneficial for people. But that first round of applications just turned out to be a lot of shortchanging of people, it looks like.
Right. And the way the flood insurance program works is it's run by the National Flood Insurance Program, the NFIP, which is a division of FEMA. And that division, the NFIP, contracts with private insurance companies, which are called WIO insurers. And those private insurers sell people the insurance and they adjust the claims for FEMA in some cases. So some of this process will have been done through private insurance companies working for FEMA. And that, so the process was, you know, included many private insurers working for the government, and it's now pretty clear that the process was a mess. It was a complete train wreck. There's been evidence of changed engineering reports and other shenanigans that seem to have occurred, and it's very clear, looking at it from my perspective, that many, many people have been underpaid.
And as of last count, the NFIP claims that there were 74,052 claims filed just in New Jersey from stemming from Sandy damage. Now, as far as the second round of applications for any sort of financial restitution or aid, how does this structure look to you, having gone through this? As I alluded to in the introduction, this isn't the first time around with the situation like this, because you worked with the people in Mississippi following Katrina with a lot of the similar situation to a degree.
The things that were similar between Katrina and Sandy is that FEMA's flood insurance process was a mess in both, and fraud unquestionably existed in both. This is a little bit different. In Hurricane Sandy, because the allegations of the fraud led to underpaying people, it's really the first time that I know of that FEMA has agreed to that the process was so bad and so potentially unfair that they're allowing people to reopen their claims. Now, the process, you asked what I think that will look like. According to FEMA, what they say is that, first of all, this is very important. If you're one of the people who gets a letter who did submit a flood claim, you have to affirmatively reopen this process. So you're not going to get anything if you don't do anything. And there's a lot of money that was left on the table. So the most important thing, I think, for homeowners and business owners in New Jersey to realize is that they may be entitled to more money under their flood insurance that they didn't get, and they have to take the affirmative step to reopen that claim with FEMA.
I'm with attorney August Matthias from the law firm Weisbrod, Matthias & Copley. and he is representing homeowners impacted by Sandy in New Jersey. WMCLAW.com on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So, in a way, August, it's a lot like the property tax appeal system, which a lot of people don't know about, that you have the right to appeal your assessment of your property and have that lowered so your taxes go down. It's the same thing. You have to take the first step. The government isn't going to tell you, or in this case, FEMA isn't going to tell you, well, we kind of shortchanged you. Hope you'll accept our apology, and here's a bigger check.
That's exactly right, Chris. What's going on here, I believe, is that FEMA is saying what they have to say and doing what they have to do in the public in order to appease the public and in order to appease politicians. But, you know, make no mistake, FEMA does not want to open their checkbook and write a lot of people a lot of big checks. That's not what's happening here. They are creating a process that, while it's there, there are plenty of pitfalls in it that I believe are designed to try and limit the number of claims submitted and the amount paid per claim. And that's what I would say, is people should just be very careful that, you know, they need to affirmatively assert their rights, and they have to realize that FEMA may not be their friend in this process.
You always look for trends or repetitive actions to give you a clue of just how genuine the system is. And when you look at, this is FEMA's count, there are in New Jersey 3,400, classify them as problematic engineering reports. 3,400. I mean, that, let's not even go any further past that fact and figure. I mean, when that is there on the table, it still took this long before FEMA said, okay, you caught us in this one, let's try this again.
That's right. And I can tell you from my experience in Hurricane Katrina, you know, this is not something like the changed engineering report and the numbers you're hearing. That's not the entire fraud. That is a symptom of system-wide fraud. I can assure you that the fact that there are some changed engineering reports, that's horrible. It's clearly intentional fraud when you look at it. FEMA has admitted that it appears to be fraud to them, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, because it's not this type of system-wide fraud. It doesn't end with an engineer changing a report or an insurance company forcing an engineer to change a report. It's a system-wide problem, and FEMA clearly recognizes that, but they're not being very transparent about everything that's going on, and they're setting up a process that, you know, they want it to be very quick and dirty. They want to put the burden on the homeowners and business owners to submit their claim, to figure out what was wrong with their file, to figure out how much additional money they're owed, and that, to me, is an unfair burden.
Especially, I can recall stories from the initial applications for any financial assistance where if a homeowner on what are, depending on the situation, multiple pages of documents had to be filled out, if a homeowner left one space blank, the FEMA rep would toss the whole thing out and say, you got to do the whole thing all over again. So, I mean, these people have been put through the ringer enough. Is that something else, too, where maybe FEMA's hoping, well, once discouraged, twice shy, and they're hoping people just don't step up and get what they're deserving of?
Yeah, that is spot on accurate, Chris. The people, I mean, you know as well as I do, or maybe even better, that homeowners and business owners are tired. This storm happened now nearly 3 years ago. They've just been told in the past few months that everything that they went through, that whole process, that whole system, which was run by their insurance companies and by the federal government, was a mess, that they shouldn't trust it, that there was fraud in the system. After going through all that they went through, losing their homes, losing their possessions, losing their memory, losing the memories that they had from years and years of living in those houses, then having to do all that burdensome paperwork and having rules and change about when they'd have to raise their house and what type of repairs would have to be done and when they would be getting their money and the delay. After all of that, they're being told now that it may have all been fraud. And if you want to submit a claim, yes, we admit there were problems. Now's the time to reopen your claim. And FEMA is starting to say things like in the letters, well, you have 90 days to contact us, so it has to be you contacting us. And then it's not even in the letter, but if you look at the FEMA website, they then say that they're going to have their person review it, review your file and your claim. But if you want to add anything to your claim, then you only have 14 days to do it. Now, that is completely absurd if you think about it, right? They've admitted that the file that exists, which they and their insurance companies created, is laden with potential fraud. And it took FEMA 2.5 years to get to that point. Now they're putting a burden on homeowners and business owners to figure out what was wrong with the original file and to fix it in 14 days?
I'm shocked but not surprised. I'm sad to say both at that point. But again, to really for you, if you feel you were shortchanged with whatever you received from FEMA from post-hurricane Superstorm Sandy, contact FEMA, maybe contact your county offices first to get a little guidance if you want legal guidance. As I mentioned in the introduction, Argus's legal firm, Weisbrod, Matthias, and Copley are representing homeowners that have been impacted by Sandy. You can find out about their services at WMCLAW.com. Either way, like it or not, it's up to you to take the first step to fix what FEMA has once again fouled up. And from the law firm of Weisbrod, Matthias and Copley, we've been joined this morning by Augie Matthias. Augie, thanks for the guidance and, you know, the pro bono work here this morning. Hopefully a lot of people will turn to you to help get things straight. And hopefully, God forbid, something like this happens again, we'll have some better reactions, results from the government than we've seen this time and a few times before that. Thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, may I just add, we have a Sandy-specific website.
Sure.
www.sandywmc.com. And there's a toll-free number, 1-800-662-8158.
And we'll put that link over at our website as well. Thanks again, Augie.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.